The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
As you heard me say frequently, we always look for areas in which we can get information, try to get ahead of the game a little bit. Maybe as Wayne Bresky says, you know, what made him so successful, he's always skated to where the puck was going to be, not where it is now. And one of the best sources of information for us is the National Association of Business Economics. That's the professional association for people who use economics in their work. And we are fortunate enough today to have back with us Timothy Gill, Director of Economics with the National Electrical Manufacturers Association in Arlington, Virginia, where he analyzes economic conditions affecting the outlook for the electrical equipment sector. But he's also a member of NABE. And in fact, he's kind of a rock star, folks. I got to tell you this. His NEMA's forecast for 2011 was cited by the Wall Street Journal as the most accurate forecast of 52 leading economics. So we have kind of a famous person with us today. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks very much, Mike. It's great to be with you.
Hey, that's impressive, buddy. I tell you, if you can come up number one like that, that's great. You know, you need to write a book. Time to write a book, Tim.
I might do that. I keep telling people it pays to be pessimistic, and I guess that's what's happened here over the last few years.
Well, I don't know, but it seems like your survey is more optimistic than the last one. Things seems like the NABE members are a little more optimistic about the economy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Mike. We you know, as you indicated, we go out once a quarter to a panel of our members who are employed in private industry and ask them, their perception of business conditions in the previous quarter, and ask them about the near-term outlook. And yeah, this latest survey, I think, shows that we did have a solid quarter in the first quarter. Business activity, according to these numbers, expanded at its strongest pace in a year. In the first quarter of 2013, industry sales growth accelerated. More than half of the survey respondents reported rising sales at their firm. And at the same time, expectations for conditions in the coming year were more upbeat than they have been in the recent past. I wouldn't go so far as to characterize them as exuberant, but they have once again improved, suggesting that we continue to climb slowly out of this hole that we had dug.
Yeah, in fact, according to reading your survey, that two-thirds of your respondents indicated they were planning for real GDP to exceed 2%. Frankly, that's a bigger number than Wall Street has placed on it right now. In fact, there are a lot of folks a couple weeks ago were talking about something less than 2%. Does this really represent a change now, are you guys are ahead of the curve a little bit? Is Wall Street behind you? Do you think things really are improving that much?
Well, I think they are improving. This is the second quarter in a row we've seen these aggregate forecasts for real GDP growth move upward. One note of caution that I would inject in there is that, yeah, definitely two-thirds of respondents claim that they're planning for growth in excess of 2%. Of that two-thirds, though, the vast majority, 60% of the total, come in between 2 and 3%. Only about 5% are expecting growth above 3%. So, in my view, 2 to 3%, yeah, we'll take it, certainly.
Sure.
But I wouldn't characterize it as a spectacular rate of growth, at a point where we're 4 years into a recovery in which unemployment, just to pick one important sector, has yet to return to its pre-recession levels. So, it's definitely a positive outlook. I would characterize it, though, as still restrained in a sense.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned unemployment. And of course, that's a key metric out there. Mr. Bernanke has repeatedly said that that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a 6.5% number. And your survey did say that the unemployment growth was nearly unchanged for the fourth quarter. But it sounded like with improved improved outlook there, that they think hiring is going to improve in the various sectors that were surveyed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What we saw in the first quarter, just for a little bit of historical context, is certainly a positive. we did find that employment growth increased. It's just that the rate didn't really pick up a whole lot according to these results. It was, you know, pretty much similar in magnitude to what we saw last quarter. What we're seeing, you know, where the real positive news is on the employment outlook, and expectations have really stepped up there. So we calculate something called a net rising index. We go out and ask these members the percentage, whether their firms increased employment or whether it's decreased employment, or whether it expects to do one or the other in the coming months, and then we take the difference between those two shares, sort of our top line measure. So that reading for the employment outlook climbed to its highest level in nearly 2 years. It actually doubled it's actually almost triple where it was two surveys ago. So, you know, we had 40% of the survey respondents expecting employment to increase over the next 6 months. That was up from January, and only 9% expecting it to decline. That was down from January. So that's one of the real positive takeaways from this survey, is hiring expectations are brighter than they have been in a couple of years.
Yeah, sounds like Mr. Bernanke may get his wish, and who knows, it may lead to a change in monetary policy. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. I think a 6.5% is still a little ways away, but it's moving in that direction, though.
Now, and I know this is not part of the survey, but since you're an economist, do your members or you have any concern about their participation rate and the significant change in that? It seems like our unemployment figures go down only because people stop looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a huge concern. You know, it gets right to the ability of the economy to produce enough to support itself. So it is a concern, and I think, you know, there are probably both cyclical elements to it and structural elements. You know, we do have a lot of long-term employment, and it's pretty well documented how those folks, you know, the skills tend to erode over time and so on. It's very hard to get back into employment after a long period out. And, you know, we also have demographics working against us in a sense. The leading edge of the baby boom is now into the early years of retirement. So the percentage of those working is a ratio of the overall population is beginning to turned down after a long-term increase. So, yeah, those are definitely concerns. They have a lot of implications for the stability of entitlement programs and so on. But I do think there is a cyclical element, though. And as conditions do improve, and as it gets easier to find work, as various sectors, construction for one, is finally beginning to fire a little more quickly, that helps ease that participation problem too. So I would expect that to, you know, it's going to be a concern over time, but I would expect to see a bit of improvement here in the near term.
The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
According to your survey, sales growth did accelerate in the first quarter. You mentioned that in your opening statements, and that's one of the concerns about investors on Wall Street, is whether or not we're really seeing top line growth in industries and in businesses, or whether or not they're still making their numbers by letting people go. What's your feeling on that? Do you see top line beginning to grow in your fellow industries and in yours in specifically?
Yeah, I do. You know, this survey suggests, certainly overall, that top line is rising, with more than half of the respondents reporting that sales were up at their company in the first quarter. In my sector, electrical equipment manufacturers, it's been, you know, definitely a rocky road over the last several years. The industry did relatively well selling motors and industrial controls and that type of equipment into the manufacturing rebound in late 2009, 2010, 2011. As that began to play itself out, you know, we were in a relatively flat period. Another major source of demand for electrical equipment products, for lighting, for wire, for low-voltage distribution equipment that carries electrical currents through houses and through commercial buildings, you know, that piece of the industry had yet to pick up. That's beginning to do so now, and the data on shipments that we're seeing, we don't have a complete set yet for the first quarter, but what we've seen so far suggests that the first quarter should show a decent bump up in sales, and we expect that it's going to continue moving forward as construction, particularly housing here in the near term, gets more momentum behind it.
Now, and in fact, I was going to ask you before we got off the show, since you are in touch with construction and housing, are we really seeing a housing turnaround? You know, there are headlines that say that, and then there are other headlines that say, okay, yeah, you're seeing higher numbers, but a lot of that is in multifamily housing, and that individual housing is not doing as well. Do you have any thoughts in that area?
I think that's what's happening. You know, the main driver here, I think, the main thing that is helping housing broadly pick up is that we're beginning to see real increases in household formation. So you have more, you know, people who had to consolidate during the recession and the early days of the recovery, you know, living together, who, you know, really perhaps would rather not have been living together, you know, young adults in their parents' basement and the like. Now that things are beginning to thaw, you know, you're seeing them move out, establish their own households. It has been, you know, very much focused on the multifamily, on the rental portion, partially because mortgage credit remains extremely difficult to get, partially because it typically, when you have younger cohort coming out, they're looking first to the rental market. We're seeing overall construction picking up, but that share of owner-occupied housing falling. That's still construction. I mean, there's still units that have to be built. They're probably going to be focused more on multifamily going here for the next few years. You know, but it still represents new structures and a lot of the ancillary economic activity that goes along with that. So I think the recovery's for real. It's you know, as with many other sectors, it's going to be a slow one for a while, and it's going to be more rental focused than single family home ownership that we're traditionally used to.
So the worst is over with. We've kind of hit our bottom, and we're slowly recovering, if I understand what you're saying. And we need some more response, I think, on the individual homes. But I know that they're building an awful lot of apartment complexes right now. They seem to be popping up everywhere. Now, in your report, now it's construction is picking up. Apparently, labor cost is also picking up. Is this going to be an issue out there? Are we starting to see inflation in the labor cost area? Are we?
Well, that's the one place, you know, broadly speaking, in the inflationary picture where there does appear to be a bit of action, so to speak. We've seen wage and salary costs rising now for two quarters in a row. I don't think they've yet reached the point where it's going to be a constraint or something that is poised to give rise to inflationary pressures. For one thing, that measure of wage and salary costs is actually only back to where it was about a year ago. And secondly, when you ask about cost structure going forward, we don't specifically ask about projections for wage and salary costs, but we do ask about materials cost, then I think, you know, if there were expectations that we were really going to be seeing sizable and accelerating increases in wage and salary costs, it would be reflected in measures of other costs and indeed prices going forward. And they're really very, very modest expectations for that. So I don't think we're at a point yet where that is a real concern.
Now, I want to ask your opinion on this as an economist. I've read and heard some very smart people that say we're going to have inflation. I'm also beginning to hear more people talk about deflation. Do we have the risk of deflation in our system right now?
Unless there were some really, really a negative shock to the economy that nobody's really anticipating. Another financial crisis, for instance, that would really, really cut the legs out of demand growth, out of sales growth. I don't see much risk of deflation. I think the Fed has managed with the massive injections of liquidity into the financial system. I think they've managed to put the fears of that to rest. I think if were to look at the risk, I think they're more balanced towards the inflationary side of things, not necessarily here in the very short term or even over the next couple of years, but longer term, that's a real concern to us. The inflation, the potential for inflation because of all this liquidity, and how does the Fed manage to extract all of this when the time is right and do it in a a very balanced way that doesn't cut the legs out for the recovery or give rise to inflation.
Right, and it seems like Mr. Bernanke, based on what he says, doesn't really know how it's going to work out. Listen, Tim, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. We hope that the next NABE report is just as optimistic as this one was. And if you decide to write that book, I'm going to buy a copy, so you just let me know. So thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing the details of the NABE report for us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.